I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. Well, it's a long, long journey to the capital city. It's a long, long wait while I'm sitting in committee. But I know I'll be a law someday. At least I hope and pray that I will. But today I am still just a bill.
Hey, that's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to get a new bill into law, and it's an idea we've talked about before on this program, and I said it jokingly, and I've had this idea for a number of years, always been jokingly. Well, when I finally said it on the air, we had so much feedback from people saying, yes, let's do it, this would be hilarious. Today is a perfect example of why we need this bill. Woke up, it was 42 on my dashboard when I started my truck. Got here to KTAR, it's 51 degrees. Looking at the weather forecast, the highs aren't supposed to pass 75 anywhere in the state.
It's a nice day.
And what are we doing? Working. It is too pretty to work today. There are fog days in Northern California. There are hurricane days in Louisiana and the Gulf Coast. There are tornado days in the Midwest. There are snow days in the Northeast. We don't have any disaster days in Arizona.
I'm kind of okay with that.
I am too. I am too. But everywhere else in the country gets a day off for something. We need something to get a day off for, weather related. We need a too pretty to work day.
I like pretty days. That's part of why we're here in Arizona. I grew up in South Dakota, so
you're familiar with the snow days.
And tornadoes and the damage that floods and all of those things can do. And it's pretty wild sometimes out there with the weather. And I kind of like the consistency of sunny and 70 in the winter here.
And how often do you just get out there and you see the sun shining? You're like, you know what? I should be on the lake today. I should go for a mountain bike ride.
Yes,
I should saddle the horses.
Yep, absolutely.
We've got a lot of flat ground between Phoenix and Tucson that will be developed over the course of time. We're going to need a lot of business and industry there. I think it's a perfect platform to attract businesses. It would be a perfect spot for the Arizona Office of Tourism to be running ads at business, heavy population industry areas when they are having these disaster relief programs to attract business. Hey, you're closed down for a week because of snow. Guess what? We had our too pretty to work day today in Arizona.
Absolutely. I think that's kind of fun. And there is a lot of ways you can recruit for that. And I think economic development, and this is going back to my city manager role, when you do recruit for businesses, that weather is part of it. That quality of life is part of it. The culture that we instill here is part of it. And knowing that Arizona has a relaxed culture kind of about it, and that, yeah, you can enjoy the outside would be a really big selling point to people.
So five words, too pretty to work day. Now, we've got to pick that. I'm guessing the governor, it might be something fun as the governor, you get to proclaim it one day a year. Parameters, I'm saying today is almost the picture perfect of what I had in mind. No more than 75 degree weather, blue sky. What other forecasting things should we look at? It can't be on a weekend. No cheat days.
No,
has
can't
to be
on
Monday
a
through Friday.
Yep. I would say 73 and sunny. I'm going real specific.
Okay.
73 and sunny with just a light breeze. You don't want it too windy.
No.
It can't be too windy.
No.
Just a light breeze.
And that's going to be key in the afternoons. I'm sure everyone has noticed that we've had some really windy afternoons. That's just typical spring, summer.
Yep.
Spring to summer transition time. So probably, and you're pushing it any later than March 15th. It'll probably have to be before that or after October 15th in that time frame.
Yes.
What other considerations? You were talking about consequences of it.
Well, I think one consequence is if you wanted to have a glass of wine on the patio and it's too pretty to work day and our service industry isn't necessarily working during that too pretty to work day because they're enjoying it too, it might be hard to get a really good glass of Arizona wine, because we have great wine in Arizona, on a patio somewhere, if you're enjoying the day and you want to go out to dinner. You wouldn't be able to get dinner.
Does not apply to liquor distributors. Is that what I'm... Well, it wouldn't be mandatory.
Okay.
It would be voluntary. You as the business owner would have the opportunity to participate in it, whether or not. Because, yes, as a service industry, that would be a huge money-making day mm-hmm. if you had a nice patio restaurant and you served good wine and, let's say, 25% of the population is participating in this two-per workday. Chances are, if you've got a good product, good service, your restaurant's going to have a good turnout that day.
Right. So I'm just envisioning, like, on the 101 or 202, you know how you ADOT has those boards that give announcements?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just envisioning right there is the announcement. Too pretty to work day.
And turn like, around and
everyone
go
Everyone just gets off and gets off the freeways and heads to their heads home so they can play.
Now, attracting businesses, final thoughts for closing. What do we need to get this now from idea? Is that going back to the legislative council, or do I have to put something in writing first?
Put something in writing. You definitely need some elbow grease to get this going. This is where you could hire an attorney to write this for you. Say, this is my idea. This is what I want. Can you write it in bill form? And get it going from there.
And that would be a legislative attorney? Is that what I would
No,
Google?
It could be any attorney and just, you know, that maybe has some experience in writing policy and go from there.
Anyone at GCU that's a attorney that's a former attorney that's now a teacher we could reach out to? Maybe Dr. Dean would know.
Yeah, maybe Dr. Dean would know. I don't want to throw any of my colleagues
into
that right
yet.
Away. I'm pretty new still at GCU. I want them to like me. So... Yeah. But yeah, it's an interesting process for sure, writing a bill and making it become a law. And I do think the Too Pretty to Work Day is definitely a fun play for that. And Arizona's so lucky.
And it'll be an educational thing for me, so I understand the process as well. I'm somebody that has to learn hands-on. So if you want to get behind this, send us an email, info@rosieonthehouse.com. Considerations, thoughts, additional input, maybe your input on what that Too Pretty to Work Day would look like. And we'll get it to Congress. It's Rosie on the House.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.